The Pat Kenny Show.
With the Jaguar E-Pace. Beautiful by design and dynamic to drive. Delivering performance that is unmistakably Jaguar.
This is News Talk.
Months waiting for a court date, too much expense, cases being adjourned, children's needs not being front and centre. According to my next guest, this is what too many people experience when they attend our family law courts, which are in desperate need of reform. I'm joined now by the CEO of the organisation One Family, Karen Kiernan. Karen, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, thank you.
Now, it's a terrible catalogue. Months waiting for a court date. Then when you do get your court date, it might be adjourned. You mightn't actually get before a judge. And you're sitting meantime on a hard bench, mixing with the crooks and the hoods.
Well, that's one way of putting it, Pat. But absolutely, there's massive delays in the system. And because outside Dublin there aren't any specialist family law courts, all the cases and people waiting all day and sometimes several days are mixed in together. So somebody could be there for a very sensitive family law issue and they may have other people right beside them who perhaps they need to get a barring order against, or someone is up on a criminal case or someone's taking a civil case and everyone is there together. So the courts are very, very unsuitable in terms of the wait times, the facilities, and just it doesn't meet the needs of families who are separating. Like, the legal system as it is doesn't end up necessarily moving people to a better place. In fact, it can make it much worse for people. So that's why we want to talk about the kind of reform that's needed, because we hear it every day in our work in One Family.
I would have thought that this is an area of law where mediation should be the first port of call, and it should only get to a court at the very last stage. Why is it like that? Why is there not massive mediation first?
Yeah, well, that's a really good point. And in Ireland, actually, we're quite unusual in having a national, state-funded, free mediation service. A lot of countries don't have it, but it is significantly under-resourced. And so there are very, very long waiting lists for it. Mediation isn't suitable in all cases either, because if you've got coercive control or domestic abuse in the relationship, mm-hmm. you can't do mediation. So you still do need court as a backup. But a much better system, you're dead right, is to try and help families, help parents come up with solutions to how they separate, to how they share the parenting of their children, to how they pay for what the child needs. Come up with those solutions themselves. And then they're much more likely to be able to implement them and stick to them, instead of a judge in a very short period of time making decisions without necessarily knowing the ins and outs of each family. So to try and keep people out of court, to try and put in conflict resolution processes, is what we believe is needed for the children and their parents whom we work with every day.
And yet you do need the fire brigade of, for example, if someone is not paying maintenance, who can afford to pay maintenance, and for the last month, the last 2 months, no money coming in, and the person who's charged with caring for the child most of the time, to responding to the child's needs or the children's needs, they're broke. And the court should be able to intervene very quickly.
Yeah, but they can't. That's the problem. And again, what other countries have is they don't leave it to the courts where I have to go in and take you to court to get the money. What they have is they have maintenance agencies. They have some kind of statutory service which can take the heat out of it. So it can determine, well, how much does a child need? You know, what's fair in this situation given the incomes of both parents? And they can determine what somebody, a liable relative, let's say, what they should be paying. And then in many countries, they'll collect it from the parent. And in the Scandinavian countries, the state pays it up front to the relative, the parent with most care, to make sure the child gets it. And then they'll go to the trouble of recouping it from the other person if they're not paying. Whereas here, again, people are left to kind of fight it out themselves in court, along with all the other issues. And it leads to huge tension and conflict in the family. So if you're going in and out to court about money, it's very hard to share parenting well. You know, it's very hard to try and have positive family occasions. And of course, we know that the job of solicitors and barristers are to win for their clients. And so that just ratchets everything up if it's a win or lose situation. And it doesn't do children any good. It frequently doesn't serve the needs of parents either. So the whole thing could do with a really big rethink. And there are some opportunities to do that.
How much free legal aid is available and how do you qualify?
Well, I don't know the technical difficulties, or sorry, the technical parameters of that. You have to be on a reasonably low income to qualify for legal aid, and they have also got quite a limited budget. So a lot of people, what you see increasingly in Ireland, are people representing themselves in family law courts. And that can lead to a disadvantage if one side has a barrister and solicitor and the other side doesn't. And sometimes judges may feel that they have to explain things to the applicant to make sure that things are fair for them. So it's an uncomfortable kind of situation. But of course, that's somebody's choice to do that, or it's what they need to do because they can't afford to lawyer up.
Because I'm thinking that every penny you spend on a barrister or a solicitor is a penny that is not going to the upkeep and welfare of the child.
Exactly. And every penny that the state spends as well on supporting an adversarial court system in private family law issues like access, custody, maintenance, separation, is a penny not spent on keeping those people out of court, in supporting them to share parenting well, to help them come to their own decisions that they're more likely to stick to. And that's what they did in England, in Wales. They re-engineered all their statutory resources to create a new system and a new organisation, CAFCAS, whose central issue is child safety, children's best interest, therapeutic justice, isn't that a lovely phrase, and conflict resolution. So completely turned it on its head so that really very few people should have to go to court, or else they're going just to get an agreement, you know, endorsed by the court. But this going in, brinkmanship, trying to fix things on the steps of the court, it doesn't do people any favours. It's so stressful. It can take so long and it's expensive for everybody.
And then people complain about delays that they finally get to see a judge at 4 p.m. It's too complex to deal with before closing time, so it's adjourned. And it might be months before you get back in.
Absolutely.
That's crazy stuff.
And that's devastating. So this could be a parent who perhaps hasn't seen their child for several months. And if it gets adjourned again and they don't get an order around access, they could be left again without seeing their child. And so the relationship can get damaged. So, you know, there's really big things at stake. There's money and survival at stake, as you were saying, around child maintenance. But there's also a relationship between a child and their parent at stake.
Sure.
So we can't leave it to chance. We can't leave it to parents to try and duke this out themselves in a court privately. The state has a role here and the state can do so much more to put children's needs, children's safety at the centre of things and to build the resources around them to get a better outcome for everybody.
And finally, Karen, the new programme for government has pledged to enact a family court bill to create a new dedicated family court within the existing court structure and provide for court procedures that support a less adversarial solution to disputes and build a new family law court building in Dublin and ensure that court facilities across the country are suitable for family law hearings so that these hearings can be held separately from other cases. I mean, that's mom and apple pie. Will it be delivered?
It better be delivered. Look, there's been a lot of work done on this and the department has had that draft legislation in place for some time. So it's great that it's in the new programme for government. There is an acknowledgement that this will take resources. So, you know, the department knows that extra judges will be required, that there'll be new buildings. And the idea is to create a regional network of family law centres so that people won't have to go. They'll go to specialist judges, they'll go to specialist courts, and there'll be other ancillary services in the building as well to support people. And it's the first step of trying to build a kind of radical reform that's needed. So we really welcome it and we'll keep pushing because we know from hearing the people who get onto us day in, day out, who are separating, trying to share parenting, what they need. And we know that putting children at the centre is what's needed. So this is a really good start and we all must hold the government accountable to make sure that it happens because it's absolutely vital.
Karen Kiernan, who is the CEO of the organisation One Family, thank you very much.